USA Radio News.
President Trump spent Wednesday in North Carolina. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and discussed where the administration is with a potential relief package.
We're now at $1.9 trillion. At some point, Speaker Pelosi has to take yes for an answer. I can tell you there are a number of things that she said, if you only deal with this, we'll be able to move forward. So we said yes to that, only to find out that the goalposts moved once again.
Meadows added that meeting in the middle hasn't come to fruition as of yet, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and President Trump continue to offer what he calls fair options. The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on the coronavirus. Jay Butler discussed what we all need to continue to try to do to get out of this pandemic.
Wash your hands. Watch your distance. Wear your face covering when you can't watch your distance. And avoid settings where you can't do those things.
In the past week, there have been over 60,000 new cases and over 700 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.